Good morning. Dave Weiner here, and I'm recording this voicemail for Mary McGrath, Christopher Leiden of Open Source, Radio Open Source, Adam Coleman, who is their producer, Andy Sylvester, whose role I'll explain shortly, and that's it. So here's a summary of where we're at. I posted a fairly detailed functional spec on the GitHub site. We don't need, I mean, that's for myself and Andy to communicate over the features of the site. I can give you a very concise top level for Mary and Chris and Adam. I decided to give you what you were asking for. I don't know why I didn't do this before. I mean, it's ridiculous. You gave me the hint, and for whatever reason, it didn't click for me until a few days ago. And so the comment that triggered this approach was Mary said, and I think Chris has said this to me too, that you guys really liked the comments that you used to have. And the thing is, I never made the connection between that and... hold on one sec. Okay. Yes, I've never made the connection between... I just got the email from Mary, so I just had to skim that briefly. Never made the connection between that comment, and I think you were talking about the websites that we had at Berkman in 2003, 2004, 2005, that time frame. But I'm guessing that that's probably what you were referring to. And, of course, I remember the site. I went back to archive.org to refresh my memory as to what it was. And it really was a very simple thing. Here's what it did. It had a page for every show. And it had comments, a place for people to leave comments. You could register. You had to register in order to leave a comment. And they were good comments. I mean, as I would expect from the kind of community that Radio, because the kind of program that Radio Open Source is, I imagine what the community must be like. This is what the drum I keep beating with you guys is, you know, let's find out who listens. Let's find out who listens. Let's learn about these people, right? So I thought, well, I'm just going to tell you guys to do that, and then you're going to do that. But what came back this time was loud and clear. We want it, basically, and appreciate my interest. That was clear, too. But you don't have the ability to do it. So we did it. Okay? What did we do? And now Andy Sylvester. I've known Andy, I don't know, maybe 20 years? I have no idea. Andy comes to me via the Frontier... Userland Frontier community. Frontier is the scripting environment that I developed long before coming to Berkman, long before you knew me. It's the environment that Manila was written in, which was the software that we used to create the blog that had the comments that you liked. So you've been using that software, had been using that software, Berkman was running on that software, all the web presence for Berkman. They since converted it to WordPress. And Andy is a very steady guy. He's intelligent. He's considerate. He cares. He listens to your program. And so when I asked for a volunteer, somebody who might help with this project, I knew that I was talking in my community. I knew that I was talking... If somebody was listening to your podcast, I knew for pretty likely if they responded, they were probably also technically very skilled. And Andy certainly is that. And so the spec was pretty simple. It said, let's just do what we did back then using the best tools that exist for that now. And so he put together a website that is basically, it's WordPress. One page for every show, and the description from your show, the title of the show, and a place to comment. The description and the title, those are relatively small. The focus here is on the user contributions. Now, this is 2021. It's not 2004. So the site is going to require moderation and very clear rules about what is permitted, what is not permitted. People have to be responsive to the program they're talking about. There can't be any personal comments, no abuse, and no self-promotion. So no spam. No, and that's an absolute. You can't talk about a product. You just can't talk about a product. You don't, you unless you have done a show about a product or a product category, there's absolutely no reason to talk about products. So that's how we keep out spam. And we're absolutely, there's never any discussion. Things are deleted. They're just deleted. And if things get out of control, we just shut down the conversation. We go back, we continue to next week. And if you're utterly consistent, fairly is the wrong word, you have to be brutally consistent. If you are in enforcing the these rules, you will not have a problem with abuse, because the abusers will go elsewhere, because there isn't, it's not like a slippery slope. Nobody gets to get on that slope in the first place. You have to stay focused on the ideas, really, is what it comes down to. You can't have somebody come in and say, you know, the guest that you had on this week is has done all these terrible things. This is not the place for that, okay? There's that. Now, to start this, I will, when Andy puts up, he'll put up the show a few hours after you put it up on your site. We're following the RSS feed. You don't have to do anything different, okay? Just keep doing what you're doing. And a few hours after the show goes out, there will be a comment page on this site. I will post a link to that on Scripting News. I will do what I can without being ridiculous in promoting this through my channels. And I'll do that as a way of getting the ball rolling and suggesting to you what kinds of things, once you feel confident in that this is a good thing that you want to do it, these will be some of the ways you could promote it. Ultimately, the best thing to do, if this succeeds, I hope you will do this. Well, it won't succeed unless you do this in a full way. It won't, is that you incorporate this feature into your main site and you promote it not ridiculously, but you promote it in your actual podcast. Say, if you have comments on it, this is where you go, and we'll come up with a nice short address for it, and I'll help you every step along the way. I want to see this happen. I really am embarrassed that you're saying that it's the original podcast, which it is, with some caveats, as always. 15 years and running. I mean, how many times have I heard that? The intro to your show. And I think, my God, well, what have you done in the last 15 years? Where's the innovation? Come on, guys. There has to be some new ideas here. And so, you know, having been one of the parents of this thing going back to the beginning, I'm going, well, you know, our child went to college and is doing very nicely in the world, but come on, let's do some new stuff. Or at least do what we used to do. Let's get the ideas flowing, and let's see if we can't create some growth and a family of podcasts at some point, maybe. I mean, who knows where this goes? I do know that your podcast is a prototype for the kind of podcast I want more of. And I also know that podcasting is kind of drifting, and there are some things that are coming into the medium that I don't like. I don't want to go into all of them. You're not doing them, but other people are, and I don't like them. I don't like them as listeners, as a listener. I don't give a shit what they do as far as the platform is concerned. As long as they just play by the rules, I'm happy. As a listener, I don't like a lot of things they're doing. So anyway, we now do not need to have a phone conversation with anybody more than, I would say, Mary and myself. We could have a group conversation to introduce you to Andy and for me to meet Adam. But right now, as far as it goes on this end, we're just going to start doing it, basically, and send you the links as they become available. And of course, if you have any feedback, if you have any objections, is there anything that you don't like about this, speak up, say it, because this is ultimately, you're not the only customer, but you're the primary customer. I mean, the people who I think are have a tremendous amount of value, and I've said this before, are the people who listen to your podcast. And I see them as being the customers also. Okay, that's it for now. Thanks for listening. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.